Excursion to Tindari by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli, and read by Mark Meadows. Chapter 1. He realized he was awake, as his mind was functioning logically and not following the absurd labyrinths of dream. He could hear the rhythmic swashing of the sea. A pre-dawn breeze was blowing through the open window. Yet he stubbornly kept his eyes closed, knowing that the ill humor boiling inside him would come spewing out the moment he opened his eyes, leading him to say or do something stupid he would later regret. The sound of whistling on the beach reached his ears. At that hour, surely someone walking to work in Vigata. The tune was familiar, but he couldn't recall the title or lyrics. What did it matter? He had never been able to whistle himself, not even by sticking a finger up his arse. He stuck a finger in his arsehole and gave a shrill whistle, the prearranged signal of the cops on patrol. Some dumb shit ditty a Milanese friend at the police academy used to sing to him sometimes, which had stuck in his memory ever since. His inability to whistle had made him the favourite victim of his childhood schoolmates, all masters of the art of whistling, like shepherds, sailors, mountaineers, even adding fanciful variations. Schoolmates! That's what had ruined his night's sleep. He'd been remembering them after reading in the newspaper, shortly before going to bed, that Carlo Militello, not yet 50 years old, had been named president of the second most important bank in Sicily. The paper had expressed its heartfelt best wishes to the new president and had printed a photograph of him. Spectacles, almost certainly gold-rimmed, designer suit, impeccable shirt, exquisite tie. A successful man, a man of order, defender of values, that is, stock market values as well as family, country and freedom. Montalbano remembered him well. Not as a classmate in primary school, but as a comrade in 1968. We'll hang the enemies of the people with their ties. Banks are only good for being robbed. Carlo Militello, nicknamed Carlo Martello, Italian for Charles Martel, because of his supreme commander attitudes and his penchant for confronting adversaries with words like hammer blows and punches worse than hammer blows, was the most intransigent, most inflexible of anyone. Compared to him, the Ho Chi Minh so often invoked by demonstrators seemed like a social democratic reformist. Martello forced everyone to stop smoking cigarettes so as not to enrich the state monopoly. Joints, yes, to their heart's content. Only once in his life, he claimed, had Comrade Stalin done the right thing, and that was when he'd set about bleeding the banks to finance the party. State was a word that gave them all nightmares, throwing them into a rage like bulls before a red cape. What Montalbano remembered most from those days was a poem by Pasolini defending the police against the students at Valle Giulia in Rome. All his friends had spat on those verses, whereas he, Montalbano, had tried to defend them. But it's a beautiful poem. If they hadn't restrained him, Carlo Martello would have broken his nose with one of his deadly punches. But why hadn't that poem bothered him? Had he read his future as a cop in it?